Media and Entertainment. Thank you guys for joining another Cameos Tuesday. Yeah, we got a lot to catch you up on. We got an exciting segment here at the end to talk you guys through some important fast food updates. And Samsung, why don't you pick up where I left off? Take it away.
All right, so we got some nugget news. I don't know. Wendy's is giving out free nuggets. All right, so if you have the app, for the year. It says the year. So if you go in the,
can't win them all.
Use the app, every Wednesday you can get free nuggets. And I believe like their press release was like, yeah, no questions asked. You just get some free nuggets.
No questions asked.
Is it like out of a vending machine? Like you press nuggets and they drop down and the
thing I don't know what it's coming from. I don't even know if it's coming from a chicken.
Is that surge pricing controversy going to apply?
Is it free unless
it's like 2:30 during rush hour?
No, this is how they get you in. They give you three. Yeah. They give you three nuggets, not four. And they're definitely under the broiler all day. And then they're always going to be out, except when surge pricing is going on. So you go in, you get your three nuggets, and then goddamn Baconator costs $8.50. Actually, that's probably what it costs. So whatever, more than that.
They've rolled that back though, the surge pricing thing, because of the backlash they got.
Like, I was about to say, you know, they need to like not test these things in the like public eye. They just need to like roll it out, see how it goes.
Speaking of just let's see how it goes. That's a terrible segue. Apparently, there's a rumor that Marvel wants Dwayne The Rock Johnson to play Apocalypse.
No.
Where's the source?
There's like many sources. I forgot to
Dwayne
add
Johnson. He needs a job. Nah,
I forgot to add it to our thread, but yeah, there's like many, many sources. I don't know, man.
That's a no-go from me.
Yeah,
I would rather than Oscar Isaac's Ivan Ooze looking ass from Apocalypse.
Yep. Nope.
When does Apocalypse come in? I mean, like that's not going to be anytime
in the canon or like the movies.
Well, like that, I guess that's more of like a question. Like, when would he come in? Based on how it seems like they're based on how it seems like they're going to
Avengers versus X-Men.
I mean, they could bring him in the beginning if they go with the Krakoa arc, where the X-Men create their own mutant nation, and they bring all the good villain, all the good mutants, and all the bad mutants together to create like this like superhuman superpower. And Apocalypse is very much a part of that with like other Omega level mutants and everything like
Krakoa,
that.
Krakoa, I thought it was Genosha.
So Krakoa is a separate. This is like a living island.
Yeah. So Genosha was Magneto's attempt at creating a mutant nation where he was king.
Yeah.
That got destroyed by the Sentinels.
Yep.
But then Professor Xavier woke up and he like announced to the world, like, humanity, when you slept, the world changed. And then he began this massive initiative to create an island nation of mutants on a living island, like Sam said, called Krakoa. And they became like overnight a superpower. And like all things mutant, they were at their height for a little while. And then shit just started going crazy because nothing ever lasts for them in a good way.
Didn't Cassandra Nova fuck that up?
No. Actually, all the mutants fucked that up. Everybody had a part in fucking up Krakoa.
A lot of stuff happens with Krakoa. If we start talking about it, we'll like spoil a lot of comic
and
stuff.
So Apocalypse has to do
probably
that,
where X-Men 97 is trying to get up.
They bring all the mutants together. So it's like Apocalypse wouldn't feature heavily as like a villain or even like a prominent character. He'd kind of just be in the background. Yeah. But I don't know how they would do that, because that requires a lot of setup to get to that point. So I would rather them start off with like the typical like X-Mansion arc, build up to that, maybe like over three films, have the X-Mansion be destroyed, and then the mutants going, okay, we tried to coexist with humanity, and we're not going to try to destroy them, but we're going to do our own thing and be isolated.
Let's stop talking about the comics before you spoil
it's literally the first two comic issues.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying if we're X-Men 97.
Sorry. Oh no, this is
X-Men 97.
Do we think that X-Men 97 is going to roll into the canon for whatever they're doing in the live action? Are they going to be like,
it could
pick up where this left off?
Yeah, they could go like the, you know how James Gunn is doing the Creature Commandos, right? And everything Creature Commandos,
it's cartoon, all in the same universe. They have the same voice actors as the
live action. Since, well, we have three seasons total so far that are coming out of X-Men 97. By the time they finish season three, they'll be in 20 whatever year the X-Men movie is supposed to come out. So they could do all the stuff that Justin is saying using the cartoon and then just, you know, make sure. Well, I don't know if they cast the same people, but they could cast The Rock as Apocalypse in the cartoon, if that's the route they're going to go. And since, for context, The Rock has also been in like Moana and Jungle Cruise, so he's been in other Disney properties. And then he's apparently been having talks with Kevin Feige previously. So you never know. Like it could happen. But Justin, stop spoiling things because you're giving away too much.
I know some of that. Like it's kinda,
that's generic X-Men lore.
Yeah, there's it's, generic it's enough stuff much. In there that even I know some of that.
Not Krakoa.
I don't know. That's my
point. Yeah, but that's the thing. Krakoa, I didn't mention anything about Krakoa in extensive detail. It's just the origin of the Krakoa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vulcan was an episode of X-Men.
Hey, listen, now you spoil it.
Anywho, let's get to something Sean loves. Sydney Sweeney is going to star as Christy Martin in, what's this film called? Itching? Oh, no, sorry. What's the film called, actually? I don't remember the name of the film. But Christy Martin's a famous woman boxer from the 90s, the female Rocky.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to talk about her other movie she's going to star in?
Who, Sydney Sweeney?
Did we talk about that last week?
With Anna Barbarella?
Anna de Armas. Oh, what? Barbarella.
Wait,
yeah, what? You guys know that? The 1979,
no, I didn't know that.
Remake of the 1979 movie, Barbarella.
Look at Sydney Sweeney just getting all the work.
Yeah, she's got to be in everything. It's like her and Zendaya right now. And what's her name? Wednesday from.
I always forget her name.
Oh, I forgot her name too. Wow.
Like those three. That's like
Jenna Ortega.
The chick from Curiosa. What's her name? The blonde chick.
Oh, Anna Taylor-Joy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're going to forget about the New Mutants. Forget about it.
Yeah, her big-ass eyes are everywhere right now, too.
She's a great actress.
Yeah, we need to get tickets for Furiosa or something. I don't know.
Yeah, we do.
I don't know if I'm going to go see it next week.
No name for this film yet, but David McCod is directing. Well, good for her. She's going to do well. But we'll
gonna
probably
be just fine.
All right, Sean. What I hope doesn't do well is the new Office spinoff series.
Oh god! I was hoping this was fake.
So nah, this is real. I think there was like another Jim Halpert run Office. Is that real?
I don't know about the Jim Halpert one, but the upcoming Office reboot it's been confirmed by multiple sources.
Yeah, that's real, and it's supposed to take place in like a newspaper that's going out of business. So the same format, just at a newspaper, which is I feel like it would be better if they didn't call The Office, because most shows have that Office format, right? Where it's like some documentary type series, like Abbott Elementary is wildly successful. It's the exact same like format as The Office. So, yeah, I don't know.
I don't like this.
I don't really like it either, but...
Just come up with any new ideas, please. Just, there are so many talented writers and actors out there, and they just keep going back to... Actually, you know what? It's a combination of Hollywood not being afraid of taking risks, but also audiences that just keep throwing money at these same rebooted projects because, you know, I guess familiarity is...
So... Apparently, yeah. So Steve Carell said straight up he's not in it. So Michael Scott.
No, yeah, he's not.
And then John Krasinski.
It's a whole new Office.
Yeah, John Krasinski was a little more vague about it, but he gave the impression that he's not going to be a part of it either. But like, even if they just show up as like cameos or whatever, I don't know.
I want John Krasinski to show up, but as a character from A Quiet Place. Where he yells that weird, like, yell. Oh!
Yeah, I don't know. It kind of seems like it might be its whole own thing, and they're just using the name. Like, I just don't think it's going to be able to be the same thing.
Yeah, it's, they need new ideas, man.
That's the thing. There's plenty of new ideas out there. They're just afraid to take risks.
The landscape of Hollywood is changing. It's changed so much in the last 5 years. Even the last 1 year has been completely different, right? I mean, we're not going to see what we saw in the early 2010s or early, even, you know, late 2010s. The people consume things different ways, right? They want to see it in 30-second snippets with, like, someone dancing that sells them energy drinks. If they don't consume their content that way, you know, it's not going to happen.
So apparently Domhnall Gleeson is one of the leading roles. He's the he's the guy from The Patient. Did you watch that? It was a really good short series.
He was in Star Wars, yep. I think, right?
Star Wars. He was the commander. He was in Ex Machina. Oh, he was was the main antagonist or the main protagonist in Ex Machina.
Yeah.
He's the Irish.
Wasn't he also in Black Mirror? The episode where the woman, like her, I don't want to spoil anything because apparently I'm being accused of that tonight. it's an episode that involves the resurrection.
Like he was in an episode of Black Mirror.
Sure. The more things change, the more things stay the same. Just like our streaming services, which are basically becoming cable. Because there are reports that this is going to happen. Disney and Warner Brothers are like teaming up to provide a streaming bundle, so it's like Disney Plus, Hulu, and Max. But then also Netflix, Apple TV, and Peacock are doing the same thing through Comcast, which at this point is just essentially cable. So
yeah. You're gonna have like two options to pay $100 a month. And...
well, they're saying it's supposed to be vastly reduced for the price, but.
All right. So maybe $40, maybe $50. I don't know. What do we think?
But then they'll force ads on you.
Yeah, if you don't buy into the highest tier of it. Yeah. And then you're going to end up needing both. It's crazy.
They're going to do the exact same thing they did with the individual services. They're going to start it at a completely reasonable price and then slowly just turn up the nozzle more and more.
$2 a month. $2 a month.
Disney didn't turn up slowly. They just said...
one day,
hey, give us $60 more. What? I remember I saw that text tease there. I was like, "Yo, this is
well, yeah, the
wild right now."
The annual subscriptions for sure.
That was the thing is ridiculous.
The thing is, it's like
it's the mozzarella stick argument.
Repeat that, folks.
The mozzarella stick argument.
It's the mozzarella stick argument. It's like, hey, do you want a bunch of mozzarella sticks? Sure. Hey, do you want a cheese bun, like 18 cheese sticks dipped in like breadcrumbs and then fried? No, right?
The crazy thing is, like, for all the backlash this causes, like, you look on Twitter, you would think that, oh my God, like, Disney Plus is about to tank because everyone is so angry. Then the next thing you hear, it's like, oh yeah, this quarter they're up 200% in subscriptions and watches. It's just, people are just going to keep eating shit, really. And there's nothing we can really do about it because they keep getting financial support.
It's very frustrating. What's also frustrating is our gaming stuff. I don't know how to say it. Whatever. Apparently EA is like trying to use AI as quickly as possible in their game creation. I think they are also trying to figure out how to add ads to their AAA games. I don't know, man. Like, it's just very frustrating.
I'm gonna need everybody who went berserk on Helldivers for the PlayStation subscriptions to go at EA.
Yeah,
go say something to EA. This is all just bad.
No death threats. Y'all be wilding with that.
They are wilding with that. But EA, like, I don't. What's EA make? Madden.
FIFA. NHL,
all those sports games.
Battlefield. They did the Star Wars games. They're massive. I mean, as a publisher, they're like half, and then Activision was the other half.
They put out those sports games with a bunch of microtransactions, and that financially backs them for the entire year. Like, they make billions off of each one of those properties.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. This is just so bad to me. Yeah. What's also bad is you mentioned Helldivers. That was also another issue, but at least the community manager for Helldivers was fired. Because apparently they encourage players to review bomb game. So they got fired for that.
Yeah, they went back and forth on that, though. They were like, I remember they started off aggressively towards the people critiquing it, and then they're like, oh wait, sorry. Because like somebody was like, yo, I can't make a PSN in my country, and you can't make a PSN in like these 200 countries. And then he backpedaled, and then his response to like apologizing was like, hey, you should review bomb the game. So it was like, he just was like totally fumbling. Like, it just sounds like he was a bad community manager in general. It wasn't just like he did that one thing. It sounded like this dude was just not meant to be interacting with the general public.
Yeah.
But then he galvanized the public to, hey, go review bombers.
I mean, morally, I understand what he's doing, but business-wise, anybody's getting fired for that.
Yeah.
This is just all weird.
Well, he was just doing it to cover his ass. It's just, I guess. Don't know. You're a fool. A fool!
I guess. Speaking of fools, this is actually not foolish. I don't know, but I don't like
there's a much. Thread there.
Mark Hamill, he's coming to the multiverse. Multiverses. If you don't know what multiverses is, it's that game. It's the free to play game from Warner Brothers.
Yeah,
it's basically Smash Brothers. Oh.
Okay.
All those characters. So Mark Hamill is coming as Joker.
As Joker. I thought you were going to say he was coming as Luke Skywalker.
Nah, he's the voice of Joker. Sorry, Mark Hamill is like Skeletor. He's Luke Skywalker. He's Joker's voice. Mark Hamill's like every like important voice from my childhood. But he'll be in the game with Kevin Conroy because Kevin Conroy is voicing Batman in the game.
Yeah, so that game was out in like testing last year. And then Warner Brothers pulled it back for like a long time. I don't think it's back out yet. Like, they haven't re-released it yet. So it'll be interesting.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah. But what's not cool is this new Lord of the Rings movie. So The Hunt for Gollum.
Yeah.
It's coming out in 2026.
Just milking that IP.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eddie Serkis is directing, actually.
Really?
I don't.
What else is he directing?
I don't know. It's like Zoe Kravitz directing. You know, what else has she directed? But Andy Serkis is a great actor. So you would expect him to return as Gollum.
He's not returning as Gollum?
I don't think so.
He made that performance. Like, why wouldn't
he? Yeah, he did.
He's directed Breathe 2017. It was his directorial debut. I got OpenAI on the other screen right now, so I'm using this as my virtual assistant. I know that's gonna rub Justin the wrong way, but and then he did Mowgli, Legend of the Jungle. Serkis directed and starred in this live action CGI film adaptation. Mowgli, Legend of the Jungle, 2018. This is not.
Oh wait, sorry. No, it says directed and star. So yeah, never mind. He is
released directly on Netflix. Okay, interesting.
Oh, he's talking about something else. But yeah, it's Andy Serkis. He is starring also. Sorry, directing and starring is.
I still am not behind it, but if he's actually in the role, then that's a lot more acceptable.
This like have the Lord of the Rings like spinoff things been good? Like The Hobbit was just two movies too long.
The Hobbit was 2.5 movies too long. Like,
yeah, 2.5 movies too long. That middle
book
movie
was like 200 pages, and like half of it was describing the trees in the Shire. Yeah, some dwarves show up, and there's a dragon, bro.
But
don't get me started.
Stretched it.
I feel like very often a lot of, like, you know, like the, like certain trilogies feel very complete. And my gripe is when they keep going back to that same, either that same point in time or something related to it, and just needlessly expanding upon something rather than going to a whole different point and then allowing the world to expand in that way.
Yeah.
So it's like, why do we need more Smeagol Gollum stuff where it's like, I feel like Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings trilogy, in my opinion, is perfect. We don't need to keep revisiting that well. I would rather them go to a different point in time and seeing how they can expand in that way.
I don't even fully agree with that. I think they can do, like, Andor is my example. That's like a thing that happens in a time period that we're familiar with, but it's just a totally different story that has very, very loose connections. And it was very good because it was like a self-contained story. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, I understand.
My concern with like the time period issue in Lord of the Rings is like when you go back into the like olden times, like further than what they're exploring in the Amazon show, shit just starts to get weird. Like there's spiders the sizes of mountains and like it's just, yeah, it's just like there's like bizarre shit that happens. It's not like Star Wars where you can go back and it's like, oh cool, like the Old Republic. It's like, nah man, like back then like gods and Balrogs were like fighting in this like sing-songy like the Odyssey format. Like I don't know that you could bring that.
I know you're trying to dissuade me, but that sounds amazing.
Yeah, that sounds good. Like
I don't know. I feel like you need a really strong. It just sounds risky to me.
Lord of the Rings with kaiju.
Okay, never mind. Man, shut up, Sean.
Like you're right. My issue was with just spinoffs in general.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't mind exploring the lore of something. So Lord of the Rings has like a ton of lore, right? Harry Potter. Also, right, there's so much lore you could go into. But let's say Harry Potter, they're making a series that's essentially just Harry Potter, the films. Instead of like, go back and explore Gryffindor and like Hufflepuff. How did these classes or whatever you call it come into play? At least Lord of the Rings, they're not just remaking the three movies that came out and turned into a show, right? Or let's just reboot Lord of the Rings with a new cast. Let's just go back and like explore this lore that exists. I appreciate it. It's just I'm like drained from the way IPs are being used. So I don't know.
I want to see Spider Kaiju.
Yeah, I kind of want to see that now. Sean, you actually made us more excited
for this film.
I am all for that. But it's like it's something different. And that's why it's exciting. Like I would love to see how that unfolds.
Another exciting piece of news, Ted has been renewed for a second season at Peacock. Ted is the, sorry, I was like almost burping. Ted's the Seth MacFarlane series based off of that movie about a talking, a bear that comes to life. Maybe it's good. I didn't actually watch it, so I don't know what to say. You did? Is it?
Yeah, it was. If you love the films, you're gonna love this. Like, it's literally,
oh, okay.
It's on par with the same quality. The one-liners are absolutely hilarious. Like, that, I cannot recommend it anymore. I was cracking up every episode.
That's why I got renewed. Then there you go.
Yeah.
Something that we aren't sure about because Fu hates this. Oh, and Fu just
really hates it, apparently.
No, you're messing up the stream. Okay.
Fu knew I was about to talk about Batman, Cape Crusader.
Oh.
he's already upset. August 1st, Batman, Cape Crusader will premiere on Amazon Prime. All 10 episodes will come out at the same time. And it's executive produced by J.J. Abrams, Matt Reeves, and Bruce Timm. Which to me sounds good, right? We love Matt Reeves' Batman film, right? J.J. Abrams doesn't miss, because he just...
What?
No, actually, let me not say that.
Hold on.
J.J. Abrams doesn't miss.
Pause.
Go ahead.
Wasn't he the start of the downturn of the new Star Wars movies? Or at least part of the downturn? The movie like was on a slippery slope, okay. And then he was like, "Here's a banana."
Yeah, but Star Trek.
So I wouldn't blame that entirely on J.J. Abrams. I think it was a lack of organization with
the trilogy. Overfield.
Yeah, yeah. It was the fact that they were like, we want three different directors to do this. And
hey, you like lens flare?
Here's you want some lens flare?
Listen, every director has their thing. J.J. Abrams has lens flare. Zack Snyder has slow motion. And Christopher Nolan just has the worst sound mixing you've ever heard in your life.
Don't you dare just make Christopher Nolan on this podcast. We will listen, not.
I don't know what the hell is going on in his movies, because the dialogue is always several octaves lower than the sound Sean just made.
I feel like Christopher Nolan needs to maybe revisit whether he wants to make feature movies and just enjoy his wealth after Tenet. I feel like it's like, just take a step back, you know?
Enjoy your time. But he just did something else that was good.
He's done plenty of things that are good.
Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer? You mean Oppenflunker?
All right, Batman, King Crusader.
I don't even know what that means. That movie made a bunch of money, I thought.
It also won
animated
Oscar,
Batman so... cartoon, animated Batman show coming out on Prime Video.
You know who made a bunch of money too? Genghis Khan. Right,
oh my god. All right. You know what? Speaking of money, Warner Brothers didn't make any money off of their failure of a game, Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League.
Ooh, I love this.
It's like a $200 million revenue hit.
That budget for that game was like insane. And it was like, they were like, there's like this thing right now that is in the gaming industry circle that people are really pissed about. It's like when publishers take their like golden goose, like Rocksteady, which is the people that made the Arkham games, which everybody loved, mm-hmm. right? And then they make those guys make a live service cash sink gotcha yes. piece of shit. Like the Justice League or Anthem. Y'all remember Anthem? It was a game where that was BioWare, the people that made fucking Dragon Age and what's the biggest one that I'm missing? Knights of the Old Republic. Like that company, they made Anthem. And then there was another one that just came out that was like, dude, what? Redfall. Was an absolute clusterfuck by Arkane Austin, who just got that studio got closed. That company did Dishonored and Prey and a bunch of other good shit. And then these publishers are just like seeing the green dollar signs of like, hey, we get this reoccurring revenue. We got battle passes. We got in-game currency and we can still charge $70 for our game. And then they get their like primo golden goose developer to make it, even though they have no business making a game like that, and then they're surprised when it turns out like dog shit. So that's my rant. But it's
okay.
I hate it. Well done. I hate it. It's so annoying because you get these like these studios, these developers that are like so good at doing what they do, and then these publishers that just are like, hey, make this other thing that you're not qualified to make. I hate it.
Everyone's Sorry. Chasing destiny in Fortnite.
There you go. That's it. That's what it boils down to. Yes.
I'm sorry, Sean.
I'm really heated. I have a lot of opinions on this.
Well, I'm going before Sean gives us his opinions on how much he hates these games.
My rant is over.
I forgot to mention, since you guys were so distracted, just besmirching the genius of Christopher Nolan, there is an Asian American Harley Quinn and Batman Cape Crusader. So
did you forget to mention that it's set like around World War II? And they're gonna try to like, you know, make it about how Batman is like low tech but high tech, and then it's gonna be like, ooh yeah, I'm Bruce Timm. Yeah.
It's a 40s noir Batman.
Does DC know they have other characters?
Why are they making a noir Batman? Batman is fucking noir.
Yeah. That's
like, you know, making a triangle. It's like, yeah, it's the same fucking thing.
Because Batman is DC's biggest breadwinner to the point where it's annoying. So it's like, rather than give spotlight to other characters in their vast pantheon, they go, oh, we're going to revisit Batman. So we're going to make Gotham by gaslight. What if Batman was in steampunk? What if Batman was a vampire? What if Batman had love in his life and grew up perfectly fine?
I hated the steampunk Batman. Was that the Tomorrowverse one? Yes. I fucking hated it. It was the worst one.
You guys are off the rails.
Didn't Nicolas Cage play noir?
Speaking of noir,
I would rather be constipated for the entirety of that time than watch that movie again.
Nicolas Cage, speaking of noir, Nicolas Cage is going to star in a Spider-Man noir live action.
That's what series. I thought we were talking about. Okay.
And another thing about Batman, I'm kidding.
I'm excited about the Spider-Man. He was on and off for that attached.
Didn't he voice the Spider-Man noir in the first Across the Spider-Verse? Wasn't that him?
Yeah.
First in the third
one. He'll be back for the third one.
He returns in the third one.
Spoilers.
Oh, okay. I was about to say he's not a spoiler.
You do it, it's not a spoiler, but when I do it.
Exactly. Oh, but that'll be good.
That's awesome.
Shout out to T-Stair wherever he is. I know he's like frothing at the mouth for anything Nicolas Cage related.
Loving it. Loving the news.
But we're frothing at the mouth. All right, pause. We're not. For the Bear Season 3. So Bear Season 3, official release date is June 27th, 2024. So a month away, a month and some change, we'll get the next season of The Bear, which is one of our favorite shows.
For those who are signed up for the Disney Hulu bundle, now's your chance. If you haven't had Hulu before, catch up on The Bear. It's on there.
Definitely. Actually, I forgot to read this article. we got some Nintendo Switch 2 specs. The fact that it's the Switch 2, like, all right, come on, man.
As long as it's not the Switch U, that's fine.
It's comparable to a PS4, man. Like, I don't even want to read this.
Nintendo doesn't care. Nintendo does not give a shit about customers.
It's going to be a ton of records.
Didn't their CEO said, if we make zero profit over the next 10 years, we have enough in cash reserves to completely pay every single one of our employees. So we could not give a rat's ass about anybody. He literally said something like that. I'm sure it was in Japanese, but it was like he said something wrong.
Well, I appreciate the rest of the episode shitting on the corporate world because this is fun.
If you want the specs, it's like 12 gigabyte LPDDR5X RAM, 256 gigs of internal storage, 1536 CUDA core. I'm not reading all this. This is
Samsung bad. S7.
Yeah, my phone is stronger than this. This is sad. Like, come on, man.
When's the last Mario Kart came out? Wii U? Who said that last week?
Yeah. Mario Kart 8. Mario Kart 8 was the last Mario Kart, and it came out on the Wii U. And they just keep re-releasing it.
Adding stages.
I mean, four every year. It's like...
Y'all excited for another generation of 30 frames per second?
Yeah.
No, honestly...
Skyrim on it.
Honestly, that Switch 2 is going to be pretty clutch if it has those specs. Like, a PS4 in your hand is... I'd be happy with it. A PS4 in your hand that plays like Zelda, it's a PSP. Mario.
A PSP is a PS4 in your hand.
Vita. No, it's not. That shit came out when we were in like high school, man.
I don't want this.
I don't want
it. Hey, anybody in the chat, shout out if you want the Switch 2.
Yeah. We're doing
a giveaway.
If you want, who's funding that?
Just put in your address and we'll send you a postcard.
All right, we need to start the Patreon. We need a Kickstarter. We're gonna need to raise a lot of money real quick if Foo is just doing random giveaways this year.
It'll be like for this $200 system that's coming.
No, the giveaway is the card. That's it.
All right. Well, something to look forward to is OpenAI exploring how to responsibly generate AI porn. For all you gooners out there, you goon squad fellas. Go ahead and get your lotion ready. Get your dominant hand primed for your fever dream come true when AI porn hits the stage. That was weird.
What'd
you say, folk?
I said the hacker known as 4chan.
So, there's no way to ethically or responsibly do this. Because Pandora's box is open.
I mean, as long as you don't use like real people, like if you don't just start making Rihanna,
it's gonna happen.
They need to make AI porn of aliens, right? That's what they should start with. Start with non-human.
I
start with like
tuned out for a second. What are we talking about?
AI porn is coming, Sean.
I know. I'm like trying to find the most efficient way to fact check us using ChatGPT on the side right now. And I tune back in and I'm like, AI created alien porn. Should I ask Bing that right now if she can do it?
The only way I can imagine it being ethical and responsible is if they had like an opt-in system. Like if like something like Spotify, where it's like performers could agree to submit their image to the AI. And then from those various body parts and features, images could be generated consensually. And like on the back end, the performer could get like a payout the same way Spotify does. So it's like, I don't know, they get 10 cents per thousand nut.
10 cents per thousand nut.
Yeah, like that's the only way I can see it working.
It's a very generous conversion rate there, I think. This is all the same conversation that we have week over week, but it's just really interesting because it's like, who trains the AI and like where's their compensation?
Who watches the watchers?
Brazers trains the AI.
Brazers the brazen.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I can see Brazzers doing something like that, like having its performance.
Those Brazzers, I said it wrong.
I'm sorry. Brazzers, Brazers, just whatever. But have a performance, like write a contract up saying, hey, I submit my likeness and I demand compensation for this amount of nuts busted.
That would be like, so that would be a really interesting way for like AI to partner with one of the like Brazzers or Pornhub or something like that. And then those guys say, hey, you know, we'll put a little toggle on your video for the AI to train off of this video. And then you get some kind of compensation. Like that's how I could see it theoretically working.
But what about all the bans? Like what if I start my process like in, you know, let's say Louisiana and then travel into Texas and finish in Texas? Does that count towards?
That's where they got the best free Wendy's nuggets. You got to go to Texas.
All right. I've stayed on this topic too long. All right, I want to move on.
Your profile picture in Twitch is very relevant right now. Glazed Cinnabons.
All right. So Chris Pratt, he did an interview. I think it was an interview. I forgot what it was. But he was talking about Super Mario Brothers 2 and how it's going to help usher in the Nintendo Cinematic Universe. I'm kind of tired of like IPs having a cinematic universe. But for Nintendo's, if this leads to a Super Smash Brothers game, I'm all for it. So, I heard chagrins.
No, remember what everything I said about, like, you know, you know, just revisiting the same IPs over and over again and nothing new and creative? Mm-hmm. I would like to recant that entire statement because I'm all for Smash Bros. Universe.
Yeah.
This is different, though, to me, because it's like a brand new thing. And they're not, I'm sure it's going to be like we got a Donkey Kong movie and then we get a Zelda movie for Sean. We get a Kirby movie.
For me.
We get a...
Something everybody's been asking for forever. I think the reason
it would be the Nintendo Cinematic Universe.
No, God, no.
Sora's in Super Smash Brothers.
No, we don't need that. I'm just, it's not that I don't want to see Sora. I just don't want to see the story Sora is attached to.
Yeah.
You don't want to see hooded figures show up in random, you know, properties owned by Nintendo?
No, because I don't want to have an aneurysm in the theater.
I mean, Sora is in Smash Brothers now, so it could, yes, the crossover, it could happen. The crossover is not impossible.
I already struggle to explain comics to people I go to the movie theaters with. I'm not explaining Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah. Listen,
it could happen. Just like a GameStop could hit the moon.
Oh, God. What a
$2 billion lost in shorts.
Crazy.
Wait, is that really what it is? That's what it's at right now?
Yes. Yep. $1 billion lost in
hilarious.
Let's keep shitting on the corporate world.
All right. Well, yes. GameStop and also AMC at the same time actually has been trending way, way, way up. So it's like, what was this, 2020, 2021, whatever year that was. And if you own GameStop, stock and you owned it in Robinhood, you could see a message from Robinhood saying like some stock exchanges, not Robinhood, have temporarily halted trading of GME, because when this happened years ago, or two or whatever years ago, Robinhood halted it. And then people complain of all this insider trading and all these things that aren't ethical. Seems like that's happening now because people are just losing money. It's just hilarious. I love when people lose money.
Wasn't it because what's his name sent out a tweet? The guy that started this whole thing last time.
He did?
Yeah. Deep fucking something. What's his name? It's like,
I don't remember that guy's name.
Deepak Chopra?
What?
Was it Deepak Chopra?
No.
No, it was not Deepak Chopra. Oh, I don't know who it was. I don't remember.
Roaring Kitty.
There that sounds right.
Yeah. It's funny because basically what this is it's the system being gamed by the masses, right? Typically only the insiders game it, and they get pissed off when, you know, the masses people game it and they can't control it.
When the poor is make money.
Yeah. So good for you, GameStop bullish folks out there. Good
keep
luck
doing it. Like, keep rallying, keep just fucking up all the short sellers. Like, power to the people.
Yeah. I wish I had a better segue for this. So Brad Pitt's F1 movie is very expensive. It's at $300 million right now and climbing. That's like egregious. Like, they don't even make like superhero movies for that much money.
I was about to say, like, how does F1 cost more than Endgame?
I don't know, but to be fair, F1 has like a huge following worldwide. So maybe they like see the potential, like they can make this money back easily.
Nope.
No, you don't think so?
I will eat, you know, something, I don't know, something that's actually edible. That sucks.
Crow's edible.
Who?
Crow's edible.
Crow? No, I'm not gonna eat crow. No, you're thanks. Not gonna eat crow? I'll eat like pigeon or something. If you know, this turns out to actually make the 2.5 multiplier.
Man, I don't know. John Krasinski is directing.
I don't know, but that's a lot of money. If it was
Joseph Kosinski. Sorry, my bad. Not John.
Oh, okay. Like,
top
Gun director.
Now, I was going to say, like, you know, if they expect to make this money, they need to make a lot of money worldwide, because remember, domestic money is better than worldwide money, because worldwide money, the split is much smaller. So the actual profit margins are smaller. That's why people love heavy hitting domestic movies like Black Panther, that made so much money domestically, probably ended up netting more profit for them than movies that made more money internationally.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm going to go. I'll support it. Because Brad Pitt, Damson Idris, that's all I need.
That's a great cast. It's just that's a lot of money they're spending. And on what? Like, is this a money laundering operation? Like, I don't understand. Like, they said, was it $300 million?
It's authentic to Formula One, which is also a money laundering operation.
And it's currently at $300 million, I think. It's like 300 plus right now. It's like, it's up there.
That's insane.
And then we got two more things before we get into our main swath of stories. And they're both just new releases for Amazon Prime. New seasons of shows for Amazon Prime. So The Boys got renewed for season 5. Before season 4. We're on 4, right? Is 4 coming out next month?
4 is coming out next month.
All right. So before 4 even comes out, they got renewed for season 5. It was confirmed. So we're excited. I'm going to speak for the entire Cameos crew. We are very excited for season 5. And then also, Mr. and Mrs. Smith got renewed for season 2 at Amazon. But we don't know if Donald Glover or Maya Erskine are returning to reprise their roles, because Gambino is actually going on tour because he has an album.
Is this his final tour?
I think so, yeah, because I think this is the end of the Childish Gambino persona. So I think it's like its final.
What?
Album and tour. Yeah, he's done, like, this is like the last album he's making. But he'll be on tour.
What was the last album he made? Because This Is America was not an album, right? That was just like
it's not an album. He just put out a an album, which I already had for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, he released that back in 2020.
Yeah, so he redid it, and I think another album is coming out. And I forgot. Yeah, I saw the news for it. So we don't know if he'll be reprising his role, but he's still executive producer of the show. And then Francesca Sloan is still returning as showrunner. So we'll see what happens.
Also, Gen V is filming right now, right? Season 2?
Yeah, Gen V is filming right now. So we'll see what happens with that, given the passing of the young man, Mr. Perdomo. I think that's how you say his name. I forgot.
Are they going to kill him off?
I don't know. They want to preserve his legacy, so I don't think they'll kill him off. They'll probably like write him out in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like you know how like Fast and Furious, right? They didn't kill off Paul Walker; he just drove off.
They have an opportunity to do something really funny where they can have like Kat or Kate or whatever her name is make them all forget him, and then they just move on.
That'd be so
dark. I don't know if that preserved his legacy in any way. But our main story tonight is Disney. Dad, what's it called? Disney Up something. What was that? I don't know. Upfront? I just forgot. Thank you, Disney Upfront. We got a lot of random Marvel news from Disney Upfront. A lot of new release dates were given to us. There were also trailers that unfortunately weren't released to the public yet. But a lot of first looks.
Quick thing before that, we got a date for Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow. June 26, 2026.
That's a series, right?
No, that's a movie.
They're making a Supergirl movie. All right, now I got to go back and look at that.
Disney, you didn't know that?
DC, I forgot, man. I can't, for the DC stuff, I can't remember which one's a show and which one's a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Sorry, well, continue. Cool.
They cast the girl who played Rhaenyra in House of the Dragon as Supergirl. Young Rhaenyra.
Yeah, I remember that. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm looking forward to all the James Gunn stuff. So.
Yeah. Apparently they're following the comics to a T, so that's exciting.
Good.
Yeah, to the point where it's like,
good.
I like what the DCU is doing, where they say like, oh, if you're excited for Supergirl, go read these specific comics that we'll be drawing all of our influences from. Because not only does that show that they're sticking to the canon, but it also boosts comic sales. Which are sorely needed, because that medium has been dying, and DC and Marvel and Image, I think, have all been operating as a loss for a while.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I don't think there's any doubt in that.
It'll fall off from Spider-Man. Comics will increase.
I believe. Let's... how should I do this? This is just like a lot to cover.
Just
let's start with Daredevil Born Again. All right, it's coming out March 2025. Let me go in order, actually. Agatha, which is now Agatha All Along. I can't keep track of the names.
I saw a meme about it today, and it was like all the different. Yeah, it was like Agatha and the Lying Witch in the Wardrobe or something like that. Like,
Agatha All Along. That comes out September 18th. That's the series on Disney Plus. More series release dates: Daredevil Born Again. That's March 2025. Ironheart is also in 2025, and I think this is good because Disney is keeping with that two shows, two movies a year max, and that's where we're stopping. What else? Also, in before I forget, since we're talking about Disney series, there's a list of all the Disney series, Disney Plus series, and their viewership. And unfortunately, Echo is number two.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, what is going on with that? That's so weird.
X-Men 97 is 3. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Well, X-Men 97 just recently
It's true.
Came out.
It doesn't
matter.
It's also not even done.
Yeah, like, you got to give it time to build up. I'm pretty sure it'll close Echo.
When's the cutoff? Is this first quarter numbers? When's the cutoff?
Because
if it's first quarter numbers, then it's like, bro, like people watched more times the first episode of X-Men 97 than all of Echo.
Yeah, I was about to say, because the first quarter ended in April, right? March, January, March, February, yeah. March would have been.
Yeah, it's late 2023 to now.
Okay. So.
Yeah, through this year.
So not based on quarter.
What's your fiscal quarter? Because.
2023 to now, I mean, there has to be a cutoff, right? So it just depends on when the cutoff is. Even if it's April 30th, that's still impressive for X-Men that even partial series irked its way into the top three. I wouldn't be surprised by the end of the year if people are waiting for it to all end that it just jumps up to number two or even number one.
I'm just surprised that it was number two.
Absolutely terrible. I think it's pretty crazy that it's number two given the fact that there was like no marketing for it after a certain point. It was just like, once that came out, Disney was just like, yep.
Their show was a mess too. They chopped it up so much just to remove everything Daredevil.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. That's the only good part of it is the Daredevil fight. Like literally.
Well, that was all that they showed in the trailers that there were for it that I saw was like them just basically talking about how this was going to be Kingpin and Daredevil on set again.
Man, so. Echo, the character is such an interesting character. It just wasn't done well.
The coolest thing that came out from the Echo stuff was the Kahori stuff, or the alluded to it with the, you know, how they originally got their powers, right?
I don't like how.
Didn't watch it.
I don't like how they did that. It's like they just threw it in there. Like, oh yeah. Also, remember in What If that Native American character we had that has powers. She's related to Echo. Like, since when? And
the voice actor for Kahori is her sister or something.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
It's cool. Like, but they give Echo powers. Like, it doesn't even make sense. Like, why are you doing that? Now she has, like, mystic Native American powers.
Mystic Native American Tesseract powers.
Literally. This is annoying. But, all right. The full list is Percy Jackson at number one, as it should be. Fantastic. Echo, number two.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Star Wars Bad Batch is four for some reason. Renegade Nell, five. Ahsoka.
Wait, six. Did you say Xavier Renegade Angel is five?
No. All right, I'm going to move on.
Ahsoka was six?
Ahsoka is number six. The Mandalorian season three was seven. Loki season two was eight. Mandalorian season one was nine. And A Real Bug's Life was number 10.
When did Loki come out?
Season two of Loki came out. I don't remember. That was a while ago. It was like almost a year.
November? September?
It was November 9th was when it ended. October 5th November 9th.
Really? That was last year?
I know. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I genuinely thought it was this year, too. I thought it was
we getting old.
February.
We are getting old.
Jeez.
That's insane to me that was last year. Like, I'm having a bit of disconnectedness. That is odd. I could have sworn that was, like, a couple weeks ago.
That's what it felt like.
Huh.
Sorry, outside of the Marvel things, sorry, Deadpool also, Ryan Reynolds came out, talked about Deadpool and his FX docuseries, Welcome to Wrexham. This is all Disney, whatever, I don't know what, upfront. Disney has a lot of stuff, like, it's weird. I don't know that anyone cares about the rest of this stuff. If I'm being honest, like, there's some reality series stuff there, like the Keeping Up with Kardashians stuff, some the sequel series for Wizard Beyond Waverly Place, first look. The sequel series for Wizards of Waverly Place, which is Wizards Beyond Waverly Place. First look at that. Like, this is like excessive. Like, yeah. There's a lot of Disney stuff. The most important stuff is the Marvel stuff. What's not talked about, but I just saved it for this Marvel discussion, is John Malkovich joining the Fantastic Four cast in an undisclosed role. So there wasn't any Fantastic Four news from Marvel up front, from what I saw.
I thought we figured out who was going to be Galactus.
We did. I didn't. I didn't get to that. Oh. Ralph Ennison is playing Galactus. Yeah. So we wanted John Malkovich to play Galactus. We don't know who he's playing, but we know that Ralph Ennison is playing Galactus.
What if John Malkovich is playing Doom?
Don't. Please. Please, no.
He's too old, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I would say he's too old.
So is Pedro Pascal.
Don't remind me.
That's true. That is true.
I'm telling you, they're going to reset the universe. Like, these people are going to go away after Secret Wars, and everyone's going to get recast.
I think the guy that they cast to play Galactus is a way better Galactus than John Malkovich.
Yeah, wholeheartedly agree. Have you ever heard his voice?
He's the guy with the voice. That's what he is. He is the guy with the voice.
I was hoping that Antonio Banderas would play him because I wanted Puss in Boots as Galactus, but
Nah, I like Ralph Ennison. He plays Sidolphus Telemann in Final Fantasy 16, if you guys have played it.
Oh, yeah, that was his voice.
Yeah.
I liked him in the Witch. He was the dad in that. He was really good in that. If y'all ever saw that movie. If you didn't, you need to
watch it. I did. Like, I just don't know why I don't remember it.
The dad, he played the Green Knight in The Green Knight, another A24 classic.
He played Ravager Pilot in
Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah.
Random Pilot number 3.
Random Pilot number 3. No, he was also in something else. Oh, he had a very small role in the newest Star Wars movies too. He was in a brief scene. Oh, and he was in Northman too. He was like in all the A24 movies.
I cannot wait to hear that voice coming out of Galactus.
Yeah, it's a pretty awesome casting. And the dude is 6'6", so I mean, you know, he's just like built like goddamn world eater anyway, so.
Mm-hmm. I think that's so far is my favorite casting of all the Fantastic Four castings. Yeah, I agree. Second being Vanessa Kirby as Susan Storm.
Yeah.
It was not, he doesn't have to like get up out of the chair, right? He's Galactus. Unless he's going to be in the cloud.
Don't do that. Don't do that again. No, he doesn't. No, Galactus doesn't really use a chair. He's just always like, he's just standing there and hovering over whatever planet he's about to, you know, turn into one of Fu's favorite fast food snacks.
But to balance the universe.
Yeah, yeah. But no, I'm super excited for that. I'm worried about who they're going to cast as Doom because I'm not that big a fan of Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards. I'm a fan of Pedro Pascal individually as an actor. I just don't think he's really good for that role. But for me, whoever is Doom is going to make or break this movie because that is my favorite character in comics of all time.
Mm. Damn. No pressure.
Yeah. So we'll see. I'm tentatively excited.
You know who should play Doom?
Don't do this. You're about to derail the whole podcast. Just be prepared.
It's already
Charlie
derailed.
Hunnam. Charlie Hunnam for Doom.
I don't know what the hell you see in that casting.
He's the best.
Best is a strong word. Very strong word. Now, ideally, you ever guys ever seen Dracula Untold?
No. Why'd you watch that?
It was a decent film, but
it was.
Yeah, I like terrible. What's the name? It's not a masterpiece by any means, but it was entertaining enough. I like Luke Evans as Dr. Doom, and if you ever saw that movie and just the gravitas he exuded as Dracula, you could very much see why he portrayed a really good Doom. And alternatively, I would like a Romani actor because Doom is Romani.
You know who else is Romani?
Not Charlie Hunnam. That is a white man. A very white man.
Quite white. Quite white. Damn, Rotten Tomatoes disagrees with you. Dracula Untold, 25% on the totometer.
I said it was entertaining enough. So I'm going to go see Madam Web.
I'm going to move on. Thank you. Also, more like, right. Marvel things, Marvel issued a DMCA subpoena to discover who's behind the Marvel Leaks wiki. Is it the wiki or just in general?
The subreddit?
The tweet. Thank you. The subreddit. Twitter. There we go. Yes. Because they're trying to figure out who's behind it. Because they had the pre-release image of the Captain America stuff. Mm-hmm. Also, I would assume the same person's behind like the leaks of the Acolyte, right? Because that fight scene was just released as like a trailer, was released on Reddit first. So they're trying to figure out who that is. So subpoena on the way.
Whoever it is, he better run.
Yeah, Marvel, Disney's not playing. Get out of there.
They about to send a SWAT team with goofy ears to his house. You fucked up.
Open the door. Yeah, I don't know. This is the new reign of Feige. We gotta rein it. The new reign of rein it in.
Bob Iger.
The reign of Iger.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised because like. But these leakers now, like on one end, they give out the most inaccurate information you could possibly imagine. Like they were the ones who were saying that like Deadpool was going to appear in Multiverse of Madness and had everybody like highlighting parts of the poster completely inaccurate.
Yep.
Yep. But on the other, like they reveal parts of the film that like would be an amazing surprise, but now that's being taken away from us. Like a perfect example being Deadpool. Like I don't know the whole movie, but I'm pretty sure I know a vast majority of the major cameos. Not because I even went looking for them, but because they go so viral that if you have any sort of feed that deals with comics or film, it's bound to pop up.
Yeah, and they like these are the people where Fu gets the entire script for movies. Before, like, for the movie. Foo's like, I don't need to watch that. I already read the whole play.
Foo's doing table reads.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a little bit of both. I mean, I get it, though. I mean, you gotta, if there's somebody in there doing stuff they shouldn't be doing, I get it. I like the hype. Like, let them show us what is meant to be shown ahead of time. Don't let the leaks ruin, you know, the surprise. Because that was some of the cool stuff back in, like, the Infinity, you know, Stone Saga was like the things that you didn't know were coming.
Yeah. And it's like, imagine how much cooler Spider-Man No Way Home would have been if we absolutely had no idea that Toby and Andrew were going to be in it.
Yep. Yep.
Like, people probably would have shit themselves.
I remember the deep dives on that one. They were like, look, you could tell that the footage has been altered here and they scrubbed out two spots where it looks like two other Spider-Men could be swinging in to face off against these three villains. And it was like, I remember that. I was like, but then I think Marvel just leaned into it. And by the time the movie came out, they weren't even trying to hide the fact that it was like a crossover event.
Because it did build up a shit ton of hype.
Yes, I'm sure that's partially why it made $2 billion or whatever the hell it made.
But no, overall, like the leaker culture needs to pull back because they're just spoiling a lot of really good films now. Yeah. So I understand why Disney and Marvel are going after them.
They're going after not just Disney, Marvel. Sorry, all spoiler content leakers are getting pressed. It happened in manga as well. So,
your Korean day before chapters are going to be next on the chopping block.
No, they were. Like, they arrested people in Japan.
Oh, shit.
Arrested? Oh, shit.
Yeah, they arrested people in Japan. So, it's tough. It's bittersweet.
That's fine.
Part of me is like, oh, yeah, nice job. Then the other part is like, man, I do like some of these spoilers. last thing we have, and then I'll just rattle off some trailers. And this is comic news, since Foo was talking about comics earlier. Storm is joining the Avengers, and this in the Marvel Comics Avengers run. It's written by Jen McKay, so Storm is going to be an Avenger, which is cool. Has Storm ever been an Avenger before? I don't remember her. She might have been on one of the Avengers teams before.
Aurora.
I don't recall. She was.
How many mutants have been on the Avengers?
Oh, Planet.
Beast has been an Avenger, yeah.
Beast was an Avenger?
Yeah, there was a whole team. There was an Uncanny Avengers that was dedicated to like all mutants. So you had like Deadpool, Rogue, what's the name? Cannonball, all of them.
Is Deadpool considered a mutant?
Yeah, he's a mutant.
Oh. Yeah, Deadpool's a mutant. Yeah, he has a healing factor.
Well, yeah, because that was the way that the movies did it, not the way that it happened in the comics, where he got injected with that shit?
No, basically the same way. Like, the stress release activated his
immunity. Oh, right. I totally forgot that was the plot device. Yep, you're right. They were testing people to see if they had mutant genes, and that's how they were doing it. Yeah.
Some mutant genes happen naturally during puberty, and some have to be triggered by stress.
Right.
Yeah. And that's why totally he has those. That's why skin's like that. But yeah, plenty of X-Men have been Avengers. I thought Storm was on an Avengers team at some point, but
he might have been, but I can't think of any prominent X-Men team that had her on it.
She's definitely been on Avengers team before.
I don't know. Sororo Avengers team.
Yeah, she did. So she's been there before. But this is cool.
I don't know. I can't recall. I can't find anything here.
No, I found it. She's been on there.
which team?
Well, let me find the exact team.
Must have been back in like 1981.
It was one of them.
Nah, it's 2010, like Avengers Volume 4, 19.
Was she on the team, or did she just cameo on the issue?
Nah, she joined the team.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome back then.
The Shattered Heroes storyline. Quake and the Storm, they're recruited at that time.
Gotcha. Okay.
Vision comes back. See, I knew Storm was on the team at some point.
Yeah, but she's not one of those. Like, she's always very like devoutly X-Men. She very seldom joins other teams like that. That's why.
Yeah.
Like, she's not like Wolverine, who just whores himself out to whoever's available.
Yeah, Axe grumpy about it the whole time.
X-Men, Wolverine, everybody.
Bro, Wolverine streets.
Speaking of Wolverine, X-Men 97, new episode tonight. Am I right?
Am I right?
Is it tonight or
it's the finale.
No,
3 a.m.
Second 3 a.m., yeah. Oh, is it the last one? This is the last one, isn't it?
Yep, yeah, it's the finale.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. Was it Tolerance is Extinction Part 3?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yep. I thought I knew which way this was going 3 episodes ago, and then the way the last episode ended, I have no idea.
Fu pinged me on the side. He said The Rock is showing up as a cameo, and it's going to be Apocalypse versus Magneto.
You will hear me scream. You will hear my roar over the horizon.
If he comes in like a huge jabroni and he gives him a people's elbow.
Just the walk down the walk down the Disney Plus the runway walk.
That'd be hilarious.
It doesn't matter what your name is.
Are we gonna have like Mick Foley as one of the horsemen?
I'd actually be all for that. He'd be the horseman of death because he has not died, surprisingly.
No, but check it out. What time tonight?
3 a.m. our time.
Oh, okay. So 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with midnight Pacific. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So watch it check tomorrow. It out.
It'll be on tomorrow. I'll get caught up.
And I know a lot of people haven't even started X-Men 97. Now's the time. We have to get those numbers up so it beats Echo. There's no reason
for this. Those are rookie numbers.
No reason Echo should be number 2 in anything. Right. I understand Percy. Percy Jackson is quality.
Boo! So I understand
that. Yeah, Percy Jackson is actually good. Don't sleep on Percy Jackson. It was good.
Yeah, my son loved it.
All right.
Yeah. But, sorry, trailers. I'll just rattle them off because there were a lot of trailers. The Twister's trailer. sorry, the Twister's just still fighting me. We got a new trailer for A Quiet Place Day One, which comes out June 28th. Twisters comes out July 19th. Blink Twice, which is like the Zoe Kravitz directorial debut. Maybe not debut, but she directed it. That's August 23rd. Trailer for Lord of the Rings, the Power of the Ring. What was this? Season 2.
It's season 2.
Yeah, season two. So that's August 29th.
Another $1 billion. Bezos' yacht just pissing billions away.
We got a Megalopolis.
Another
a little teaser trailer.
Yep.
Which is just a trailer. Like, I don't even understand.
Yeah, they need to stop this distinction between teasers and trailers. Like, come on. Like, if it's
2 minutes and 30 seconds, it's not a
teaser. It's not a teaser.
Like, this is a real trailer. What are y'all talking about?
Like, I saw half the movie. Yeah, it looks really interesting. It looks very, it looks like very visionary, like Francis Ford Coppola's kind of like vision plus modern day CGI. I think there's going to be a lot of analogies and a lot of, they made it seem like, did y'all watch it?
Yeah, I watched
the teaser. Like, there was a lot of stuff that made it look like there was going to be like magic and stuff like that. But I think that was like through the eyes of the people there. It's going to be like a lot of metaphors and analogies and stuff like that, I think, in there. I'm kind of excited about it. Modern day Roman Empire, which is going to be some metaphor for America. Yeah, it's going to be pretty crazy.
And then last is House of Dragons season two. Got a full trailer for that. That comes out June 16th on Max.
And then The Boys next week.
Also, You're Cordially Invited, which is like a rom-com starring Will Ferrell and Reese Witherspoon, which comes out next year, January 30th. But it looks kind of funny.
Mm-hmm. All right. So The Boys comes out next week?
Isn't it? Or no. Wait. Yes. No.
No, June 13th.
Oh, okay.
Next month.
doesn't something come out next week? I could have sworn something came out next week. Oh, Furiosa, because we were just talking about that earlier. Yeah. Furiosa next week. The Boys season 4 next month. And
yeah, I think we got a little time. Use this time to watch Percy Jackson. Shout out to Smooth Carlito. You got to watch Percy Jackson.
Glaze. Man. I don't want the glaze. y'all finish.
Oh, Kaiju number 8 also.
Did y'all finish Shogun? That? Did everybody finish Shogun?
Oh, yeah. I need to finish it. I need to take time to sit.
Yeah, let's talk about that one next week. You guys wrap it up. Because I want to. Just in time for Ghost of Tsushima PC release. So we will.
Oh right, that comes out Thursday.
Comes out on Thursday. So we'll do a episode about the Japans next week.
All right, but
the Japans. All right, y'all. Well, good shit.
Smooth Car, we're talking about the apes. What apes?
The monkeys. The monkey movie.
Oh, Planet of the Apes. Yeah, that movie came out last week.
The monkey movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I forgot about that.
I might go see that.
Yeah, I might check it out too. My friend saw it, he said it was okay. So
yeah, it looks like it. This is like the most okay of these movies from what it looks like from the scores.
Yeah,
it doesn't have Andy Serkis in it, so I don't care. I don't care. All right, y'all. Well, it's been fun. Let's close it up and I'll catch you guys on the next one. Thank you guys for coming in for another week and catching us up on all that news. Smooth Carlito, appreciate you being in the audience as always, man. And if you're listening to us on Spotify, we're here on Twitch every Tuesday at 7:30. 4 weeks running. This is our like longest streak in a long time. But yeah, thanks, y'all. It's been fun.
Oh, peace.
Bye. All right.